Thank you for joining us to hear Brother Tommy Ledford and Brother David Clark with The Truth Ministries on the air every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another week of WBOB, The Truth Ministries radio broadcast. I'm so excited to be here as usual. I'm glad that you're tuning in today, wherever you're listening from. I want to welcome all of our guys listening from all of the correctional facilities here in Florida. And I want to say that we welcome you if you're tuning in on the website, if you're tuning in on Facebook Live this morning. I see some folks jumping on there. Good morning to everyone. I'm looking forward to the word today. I've got a lot to cover and don't think I'll get to all of it, but I'm going to do my best. Let's turn in our Bibles. First of all, I want to read a scripture here. I'm going to get to it in just a second. Let's read a scripture here to start off with, 1 Peter 5 and 10. I want to talk about being established this morning. Being established, you know, right now we have a lot of things going on in the world. We have a lot of things going on in the United States. And people don't know what to believe in. They don't know what they believe. They don't know which way to go. They don't know who to trust. They don't know, you know, we have political things going on right now. Folks don't know. I hope they know, but some folks don't know where they stand with that. They don't know what side they're on. But, you know, there is a place that we can get in our relationship with the Lord where we are established, where our feet are established, and we know exactly where we stand with God. We know exactly what we believe in. Let's read 1 Peter 5 and 10, and then we're going to get into Jeremiah here. It says, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." Let's read that again. "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you." Now, we're going to talk about that word "establish" for a little bit here. I was doing some research on the word. Now, we know that in the English language, it equates to the word "establish" with an E in the front. In the Bible, we read the word "establish." It's mentioned 13 times in the Bible. I didn't realize it was that many. But the word speaks of preparation. It speaks of taking a stand. It speaks of being set, abiding, being strengthened, and being steadfast. Now, that's a word we don't hear a lot about anymore, being steadfast. I'm going to go to the book of 1 Corinthians in just a moment, but if there's one thing that we need in the church right now, it's for some folks to be steadfast. You hear me? We need some folks to learn what it means to be steadfast. Let's read what 1 Corinthians 15 says about being steadfast. 1 Corinthians 15, I'm going to read verse number 58 if my pages will cooperate here. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Now, when they said steadfast, they followed it up by a word that means the same thing, unmovable. It is imperative today that we realize that in order to serve God and to win this race, we're going to have to be unmovable. What does that mean? I don't mean unmovable as in you won't get out of the pew and do anything for God because you're unmovable. I mean we are grounded in the faith, grounded in Christ, grounded in what we believe in. As far as the world, as far as the devil is concerned, we are unmovable, unshakable. So many today are they're tossed back and forth, as the Bible says, with every wind of doctrine, with every little upset that happens, every little disagreement, causes them to fly here and there as the wind blows, because they're too movable, too loose, too shaky. But the Bible clearly says that there is a place we can get to in God where we are steadfast. We are concreted into the place that we are in our faith in God. Now, I want to read some other scriptures here talking about this word established. Now, this is Romans 16:25. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. 1 Thessalonians 3:13. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all of his saints. 2 Thessalonians 2:17. Comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. We're talking about being established this morning. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. James 5:8. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. And finally, the verse we started out with, 1 Peter 5:10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. This morning, it is imperative that in a spiritual sense, we get established, we have our feet concreted to where we're not going to go anywhere, no matter where the wind blows, no matter who comes and goes, no matter who says what, no matter if people's belief systems change, no matter who the president is, no matter what the world system of government turns into, it doesn't make a difference for the child of God who is established, because we know that we know that we know in whom we have believed in today. I know that there are so many things to try the church, to persecute the church, to try to cause doubt. It's the devil's job to try to make us toss to and fro in a reckless manner, to not be committed to anything. We're going to get into this in just a moment. I'm trying to ease my way into it so I don't upset everybody right off the bat, to make us committed, to make us servants of the Most High God, and to make us faithful. Now, this word established, it literally means unmovable. It means to be steadfast. It means to be committed. Now, in the Christian walk, you see it as well as I do if you spend any amount of time around the church. There's such a roller coaster. There's such a yo-yo type of effect, a type of system going on when it comes to people coming in and being a part of the local body of believers. And I do believe this morning that if you're born again, you will be a part of the local body of believers. Now, I'm just going to imagine y'all are saying amen to me this morning, so I don't feel like I'm by myself here. But we believe that you don't forsake the assemblings of yourself. You get together with a body of people of the like faith, and you worship and you encourage one another, and you seek the face of God together. It takes a level of commitment. We believe in being committed to this thing. This is not a haphazard way of life. This is not something that I just do because mom and daddy taught me to. This is not something that I do because it feels good. There's times that it don't feel good. There's times that it cuts me. There's times that it hurts to be a child of God because his word cuts me. His word corrects me. Sometimes I don't like to have to endure the things I have to endure. Sometimes it's hard, but you have to be steadfast and unmovable. Now we can be steadfast in many things. I know people that are unmovable in their sports teams. You know, you don't hear a lot. They make fun of people that do, I would imagine. But you don't hear a lot of times where somebody's been a fan of one team for years and years and years, and all of a sudden they change and don't like them and like somebody else. You know, most of the time, the people I've been around that are fans of one particular team, they're fans for life. They're lifelong. They're devoted to that team. Win or lose, you see it all the time. Win or lose, I'm still glad to be a whatever name of the team they are. But listen, the people can be unmoved. They're unshaken. no matter what happens. People that support a certain politician or a certain group of politicians, whether it's Republican, Democrat, whether it be independent, whether you're liberal, whether you're conservative, people support what they support. Most of the time, you don't see them change sides. They're steadfast in their belief systems. And it's good to be steadfast in your belief systems with different things. But more than anything, we ought to be steadfast in our relationship with Christ. And there's going to be fruit of that. There's going to be evidence of that. Let me read you what Jeremiah 17 says. It says here, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It's graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. And in case you remember, I did read this portion last week. Whilst their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills, O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not, for ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Listen, thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. For he shall be like the heath in the desert, and shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Blessed is a man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be, listen to verse 8, he shall be as a tree planted by the water, that spreadeth out her roots by the river, shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. We're talking about being established. Jeremiah gives us a visual of what it means to be steadfast and unmovable. Like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green. Listen, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Let me say this morning that when you're planted, whenever you're committed, when you're steadfast in the Word of God, whenever you really get a hold of this thing, your life is going to produce fruit. That's just the fact of the matter. It's going to produce fruit. Whether or not you serve God, whether or not you listen to the scriptures, whether or not you obey it, you're going to produce fruit. It's going to be evident. Everybody's going to know whether or not you got the real deal or not, because your life is going to bear fruit. Everyone's going to know a tomato is a tomato, an apple is an apple, a banana is a banana. You know, as good as I do, you know, I know that everybody says you can't judge people, but the Bible says you'll know a tree by its fruit. Now, when I go in that produce aisle in the grocery store, I recognize what is what because I'm looking at it, and I can see that there is evidence of what that fruit is. Now, the Bible tells me that that tree is going to bear fruit, and I'm going to know that tree by that fruit. So, therefore, whenever somebody's life is yielded to Christ, when we're planted and established in Christ, we're going to produce fruit, and everyone's going to know whether we've got the goods or not. They're going to know whether we're really committed to this thing. They're going to know whether we're really in or whether we're really out. Too many times I see it. It makes me sick to my stomach to think about the times that people come in. People stay in the church for a little while. They find out something they don't like, or they hear something they don't like, up and down, in and out, here one time, there one time. I don't like this. I don't like that. Go over here. Don't like this. Don't like that. Go over here. Find something wrong with every church, every pastor, every message, everything, every lesson. Never can be established. That person's life is always going to be in contention. They're always going to have fruit that bears evidence that they ain't planted and committed to this walk of faith. I want to tell you that when we get established, when we really get committed to God, not committed to a man, not committed to man's doctrine, not committed to man's rules, but But I'm talking about giving our heart to Christ, letting Christ be the center point of everything, letting Christ be exalted, being an example of his holiness, being an example of his life, letting his power reign supreme in our life. You're going to know it because there's going to be fruit in that individual's life. They're not going to be the same as they used to be. Too many times people go to the altar, they cry a few tears, they get up and say, everything is right, I'm born again, and that's wonderful, and we ought to tell it, we ought to testify about it. But the problem is, no fruit follows that lifestyle. No fruit forms on those branches. After a while, you're going to bear fruit. After a while, you're going to have evidence that your life's been transformed. You will be steadfast and unmovable in the Word of God. And if that is not the case, friend, I'm afraid we need to do a reevaluation and find out if we really got what we say we got when we got up from that altar. Because my Bible says if any man is in Christ, he's going to be a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You aren't going to want the things that you used to want. You're not going to want to do the things that you used to do. Now, Brother David, you're getting a little crazy here, but listen, this Bible tells me that when Jesus is Lord of someone's life, there's going to be fruit. When Jesus is Lord of all, when someone is established in him, they're going to be unmovable, unshakable. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter what they believe. It doesn't matter if they give up and go back in the world. It doesn't matter what comes or goes. Someone who's established is going to have concrete on their feet. They're going to have shoulders squared back. They're going to have a committed look in their eye. Oh, they're not going to be worried about what happens here or there. Let the world pass away. Just give me Christ. Just give me Jesus. It's time that we get back to being steadfast in our walk with God. Steadfast. I don't mean being part of somebody else's man-made scheme. I don't mean following man's teaching. I mean this Word of God, this Holy Scripture. It is the roadmap. It is the what tells us how to get to heaven. It's time we get back to it this morning and begin realizing that Jesus is the only answer. And it's going to take a life that is fully committed to him. Oh, you can tell where a man's heart is. You can follow him around, see what he does, and it'll tell you real quick where his heart is. Matthew 6 and 19 is going to get down to the nitty gritty here. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. Listen, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I want to ask you this morning, where is your heart today? Where is your treasure today? Where is your affection set in? Is it in some football team? Is it in some politician? Is it in your bank account? Is it in this or that? Listen to me. Our hope is in Christ today. We've got to be unshakable, unmovable, steadfast in Christ today. We're not going to be able to survive. Listen, this world's going to get worse, friend. Times are going to get worse, and only those whose feet have been prepared, only those who have been steadfast, only those who are unshakable and garnered and wearing the armor of Christ are going to make it to the end. The Bible said, he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. It's going to take someone who's made their mind up. This wishy-washy yo-yo relationship with God's not going to cut it. It's going to take somebody who's ready to pay the price, friends. This is an army, and you have enlisted in the service of the king. What do they do to soldiers? Get in the army, get in the navy, military, whatever it is that that they join. They get in there, and a couple of months in, they decide, listen, I don't want to be a part of this anymore, and they go off somewhere in their own direction. We call that AWOL. They court-martial you for that. You spend time in prison for that. It's the severe consequences. You don't walk away from the service. You don't walk away from something like that that you sign up for. You're committed to it. You hear me? You're committed to it. It's going to take a greater relationship with God than even that if we want to make it in these last days, friend. But more than that, if you want to be used by God, if you want the Holy Ghost to use you and to reach people through you, it's going to require a relationship that is grounded rooted in the Word of God. It's going to take a routine of fasting and praying. It's going to take a daily walk with Him. And friends, that is not something that you just do overnight. It's going to take time. We're going to have to spend time with Him. We're going to have to fellowship and commune with Him. We're going to have to be with the one that our soul loves. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. I'm afraid that if some of us were to have a spiritual CAT scan this morning, it would show a lot of things in our hearts that have nothing to do with serving God. It'd have nothing to do with making it to heaven. Nothing in the world to do with anything. But listen to me. That person that's in love with Jesus, that person that's sold out to Him, listen, you can look at that heart, you're going to be able to tell. You watch their lifestyle. What they love is going to come out of them. What they enjoy is going to come out of them. It's going to bear fruit, friends. Are they going to bear fruit to righteousness? Are they going to bear fruit to holiness? Is it going to be fruit that tells you they're in love with every carnal thing, everything the world has to offer? It's time the church become established again. It's time that we were unmovable. Oh, we like to sing that song in the Redback hymnal. I shall not be moved. But as soon as the words come out of our mouth, we won't even show up for church again. We won't even do anything for God. You're right, we won't be moved. We won't be moved to do anything. We won't be moved to get off the pew. We won't be moved to get out of the bed. You're exactly right. Sing that song right on. I shall not be moved. But friends, it's time that if we're going to be steadfast, we ought to be steadfast in the service of God. If we're going to be rock solid, it ought to be rock solid in serving Jesus. It's time for us to realize that we have a commission to fulfill. We've got a holy calling. We've got a charge on our lives. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. It's time for us to be the church of the upper room and let the power of God flow through us one more time. But we've got so many that are unwilling to commit. So many that find so many other loves, so many other things to be involved with. It's time. This is the time of the calling away. This is the time of separating ourselves, sanctifying ourselves, and coming to the side saying, my life and my talents, my abilities, they are sanctified unto God. They're set apart unto His service. Nothing else in this world matters. Take the whole world. Give me Jesus. I'm afraid for this last time, church, this last day, church. I'm afraid for us. Our children are growing up. They don't see mama and daddy in the altar anymore. Growing up, I remember very vividly my parents always being in the altar. I remember them praying at home. I remember their Bibles being left open all around the house. I know what it's like to have parents to seek the face of God, to serve God, to teach us about God. I know that. And I'm fortunate. I'm blessed to be able to say that. I want the same thing from my children. I want them to see daddy laying in the floor praying. I want them to see daddy studying to preach. I want them to see that daddy's life is devoted to God. But friends, so easily it is that we let things creep in to take away our attraction to Jesus, to try to sidestep us, try to get us involved with other things. It's time to get our focus back on the main thing. It's Jesus. It's Christ. How long has it been since you let Jesus know that He was the only thing that matters in your life? To be steadfast in Him, unmovable in Him. Listen, I know there's going to come times where we have to go through changes. I know God's going to lead folks in different directions. I know all that. I know God calls people to go do missions so they can't stay and be a part of the community. I understand. I'm not saying that God won't send people and God won't change things and God won't do things His own way. I'm talking about being steadfast in your faith, unmovable in your faith. For He shall be as a tree planted by the waters, spreads out her roots by the river. It's time for some folks to plant some roots this morning. Well, I've been to that church a couple of times. I didn't like the preacher. I've been to that church a couple of times. Didn't like the singing. I didn't like the style of music. I didn't like how loud it was. I didn't like how quiet it was. It was too hot. It was too cold. I couldn't breathe in there because of, you know, this or that, or I couldn't do this or that. And I know people have illnesses. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about making every excuse, not to be in the house of God. Friends, it's not going to cut it. We're going to stand before him, and he's going to make us give an account. He is going to hold us responsible for what we did with this faith. I want to know, friends, are you established? Does everyone around you in your life know where your heart lies? When your name comes up in a conversation, is the first thing that come to people's minds is, well, they're the biggest Florida Gators fan I ever met in my life. Well, they're the biggest roller coaster fan I ever saw in my life. They're the biggest country music fan I ever saw in my life. Well, they're the biggest this. They're such a comedian. They're this or that. What do people think about when your name comes up in a conversation? It's my heart's desire that when people hear my name, listen, it's been dragged through the mud. It's been slandered. That's all right. I ain't talking about people that ain't born again. I'm talking about people that are blood-bought. When your name comes up, what do people know about you? Do they realize that your heart has been bought? Do they realize that you're sold out to Christ? Can anybody tell that there is fruit unto holiness coming forth in your life? Friends, we're going to have to be set apart. We're going to have to be committed. This thing is not for the faint of heart. But we're going to have to be established. We're going to have to know what we believe. We're going to have to teach those around us what we believe. Our children, they need to know what mama and daddy believe. They need to know why we believe what we believe. Don't just tell them what to do because you said so. Teach it to them. Get it in their heart. Why do we go to church? Why do we fast and pray? Why do we live holy? Why do we believe in the baptism in the Holy Ghost? Why do we believe in being sanctified? Why do we believe in divine healing? Why do we believe about the blood of Jesus? Friends, we've got to be established in this thing. We've got to know that we know. Anything else is going to be tossed around. Anything else is going to be able to be deceived. We've got to be established today. I think about some of these words that you can relate to that word established, confirmed or prepared, abiding. What about steadfastly? What about accomplished? What about strengthened? We've got to be steadfast in the Word of God. It's going to come down to whether or not we're willing to pay the price. One of my favorite scriptures, I'm going to read it to you here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. Listen, no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. This is war. I said this is war. More than the U.S. and Iran, more than the U.S. and Russia, more than Iran and Iraq, more than North and South Korea, more than the Ukraine and any of those other countries over there that are wanting to fight. Listen, we are in war this morning. We are at war. This is not for the faint of heart. We sing that song in the church. I promised the Lord I'd make him a soldier if he wrote my name. Boy, it sounds good, don't it? It sounds good to say those words. But I wonder how many of us can say we kept our promise. How many of us can say that we signed up in this thing and we've been soldiering ever since? How many of us can say that our life is lived to please Christ? Our lives are lived so that Jesus can be glorified. We're not up and down, in and out, but we're steadfast, always abounding in the work of the Lord. It's my heart's desire that we return to our first love, that we begin to be steadfast. We begin to be established in Christ again. You know, the world, and our country, it would not be in the shape it's in. Things would not have been able to slide if the church was steadfast in the Word of God. If the church had a prayer life, if the church was full of the power of the Holy Ghost, there's things that have been able to take place that would have never been able to happen if the church had the backbone she once had. And friends, we can be there again. God is calling us to a deeper walk with Him. God's calling us into a deeper relationship with Him. The Spirit and the bride say, come. He's wooing us into deeper water. He's calling. The deep is calling to us. And the deep is calling the deep. Come in the waters. And there's waters to swim in. There's new heights to live in. There's a new power to live in. Friends, He wants us to be fully committed to Him. I'm out of time this morning. I want to encourage you, get to the house of God today. Let's get all in. All in, 100% committed. Let Him have all of us. I'm praying for you today. Write to me, Brother David on the air, gmail.com. Write into the station or call in. Listen, we'd love to hear from you. I'm praying for you. Meet me back here next Sunday morning at 8:30 for another edition of the Word, the Truth Ministries broadcast. Love you.
Thank you for tuning in to hear Brother Tommy and Brother David this Sunday. Follow them on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you'll find information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and may God bless you.